As many Iowans continue to struggle with the effects of this year's heavy flooding, researchers at Iowa State University have released a report on the economic impact of the major floods of 2008, and their conclusions may surprise you. I'm joined now by Dave Swenson, an economist at Iowa State University. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
So, how badly was the state hit by the floods of 2008?
Well, the floods were devastating in several of Iowa's counties. 10 counties we rated as high-impact counties, and they bore the vast majority of the losses. We had over 20,000 households that had their lives disrupted, and over 30,000 people had to receive some form of government assistance. And then countless businesses were closed and or damaged. So on the face of it, the flood and the consequences of the flood and all weather-related disasters, we would assume would have a huge impact on the state's ability to produce goods and services and the ability of households to consume goods and services.
But you found overall the impact wasn't as significant as you might expect.
The first reason the impacts weren't as great as they might have been assumed is that when you lose businesses in an area, it doesn't mean that the economy shuts down. Much of the production and consumption in those regions simply shifts to other businesses that weren't damaged. The next reason that we don't see a huge economic impact is the immediate flow of assistance coming in to assist people. People very rapidly become eligible for unemployment assistance. There's disaster relief, and so household spending gets sustained or at least maintained during the early parts of the disaster.
You touched on the impact of federal and, I guess, state aid to some of these individuals, and I think in your report you also look at the impact on GDP. What did you find out there?
The city of Cedar Rapids, though it is continuing to struggle with recovery, actually posted a relatively strong year in 2008. Its regional GDP, gross domestic product, actually grew by 5.8%, which is much more than the state of Iowa's growth, which was about 4.4%. So their economy was producing well and growing well all the way through that recovery period. Now, that doesn't mean that the people that were receiving the benefits of an expanding economy were the same people that were the losers. And that's one of the problems with a disaster, is that you have a group of gainers as a consequence of all of the recovery activity in the construction industry and the durable goods sellers like appliances and things that re-equip and repair homes. But yet you still have this big bundle of both households as well as commercial establishments that had to bear losses.
And, of course, there are still plenty of, you know, businesses and individuals, particularly in Cedar Rapids, who would probably say they haven't recovered, you know,
right,
emotionally or economically.
Right.
How do you expect them to receive this kind of information?
Yeah, I know. This is one of the cognitive problems. We know full well that there are businesses that have been closed or damaged or are struggling to stay in business. We're not measuring that. What we're measuring is the overall economy and its ability broadly to produce goods and services. And what we were able to determine from our research was that there was not a significant diminishing of the state's ability to produce goods and services as a consequence of the flood. The state of Iowa only had a short-term boost in unemployment as a consequence of the flood, and indeed the state continued to actually post employment gains for 2 or 3 months after the flood period, and then after that we enter into the recession full bore, and then everything is just wiped out. We can't sort out flood from the rest of the economy.
Well, Dave Swenson, thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome.